The International Chamber of Commerce, or ICC, is a cornerstone of global trade and business. It provides essential tools like Incoterms and model contracts, ensuring clarity and consistency in international transactions. Beyond trade, the ICC champions corporate responsibility and ethical practices while offering robust dispute resolution services. Its influence extends to shaping global trade policies and fostering collaboration through the World Chambers Federation. This lesson will uncover how the ICC drives legal certainty and supports a fair, interconnected global economy. This session is designed to equip you with a comprehensive understanding of the International Chamber of Commerce's role in global trade and responsible business practices. You will gain insights into essential tools, services, and guidelines that facilitate secure and efficient international trade while minimizing disputes. By the end, you'll be able to analyze key trade mechanisms, evaluate dispute resolution methods, and explore how businesses can adopt responsible practices to thrive in the global marketplace. The International Chamber of Commerce, or ICC, significantly impacts globalization and international trade. It helps improve living conditions in developing countries by creating jobs and transferring technology. The ICC sets voluntary rules that are widely adopted in global trade, ensuring consistency and fairness. Its dispute resolution services provide impartial arbitration, offering security to businesses operating across borders. Additionally, the ICC works with organizations like the United Nations and WTO to advocate for policies that promote trade and investment. By fostering international trade, the ICC contributes to global economic growth and wealth distribution. The ICC model contracts and clauses are designed to provide a neutral and balanced framework for international agreements. They are crafted by some of the finest legal experts in the field, ensuring high standards and reliability. These contracts promote fairness and clarity, helping to reduce disputes and misunderstandings in international trade. They also offer flexibility, allowing parties to customize the agreements to meet their specific needs. Widely recognized and utilized, these contracts play a crucial role in enhancing legal certainty and facilitating smooth cross-border business operations. The ICC offers a range of dispute resolution services tailored to the complexities of international business. Arbitration is a private and flexible process that leads to binding decisions, ensuring enforceability across jurisdictions. Mediation provides a confidential platform for parties to negotiate settlements with the help of a neutral facilitator. Dispute boards are designed to resolve disagreements that arise during contracts, ensuring smoother project execution. Expertise services connect businesses with qualified professionals for independent assessments on specific issues. Lastly, DocTech specializes in resolving disputes related to documentary credits and guarantees, providing expert decisions based on ICC banking rules. Together, these services ensure efficient and effective resolution of international business conflicts. The ICC provides a variety of dispute resolution services to address the complexities of international business conflicts. Arbitration is a private process that leads to binding and enforceable decisions, ensuring finality. Mediation offers a confidential platform for parties to negotiate settlements with the help of a neutral facilitator. Dispute boards are established during contracts to resolve disagreements as they arise. Expertise involves appointing specialists to provide independent assessments on specific issues. Lastly, DocTech focuses on resolving disputes related to documentary credits and guarantees, ensuring adherence to ICC banking rules. Together, these services provide comprehensive solutions for global trade challenges. The ICC's Commercial Crime Services, or CCS, is a centralized body dedicated to fighting commercial crime on multiple fronts. It operates through four specialized divisions. The International Maritime Bureau focuses on maritime crime, addressing issues like piracy and shipping fraud. The Financial Investigation Bureau tackles financial crimes, helping businesses combat money laundering and embezzlement. The Counterfeiting Intelligence Bureau works to protect intellectual property rights and fight counterfeiting. Lastly, FraudNet is a global network that supports the investigation and prosecution of fraud cases. Together, these divisions enhance the security and integrity of international trade. The International Chamber of Commerce has developed several trade tools to facilitate global trade. Incoterms Register 2022 rules define the responsibilities of buyers and sellers, focusing on risk transfer and cost allocation. The Uniform Customs and Practice for Documentary Credits, or UCP 600, ensures secure payment methods through documentary credits. Similarly, the Uniform Rules for Collections standardize the handling of export documentary collections, promoting consistency. Lastly, ICC's e-contracting guidelines, including the e-terms 2004, enhance legal certainty and simplify electronic contracting. Together, these tools create a robust framework for secure and efficient international trade. Incoterms, or international commercial terms, are a set of standardized trade terms created by the International Chamber of Commerce. They define the responsibilities of sellers and buyers, including the point at which risk is transferred and how costs like transportation and insurance are allocated. However, they do not cover ownership transfer or the consequences of contract breaches. By providing a common language for international trade, Incoterms help reduce misunderstandings and disputes. Their global recognition ensures smoother transactions and fosters trust in cross-border commerce. Documentary credits, also known as letters of credit, are essential tools in international trade. They represent a conditional payment guarantee by a bank, ensuring that the seller receives payment if all stipulated conditions are met. For buyers, this provides assurance that payment will only be made when the terms are fulfilled, while sellers gain confidence in receiving payment. Key parties include the buyer, seller, issuing bank, and often an advising bank. There are various types of documentary credits, such as revocable, irrevocable, and confirmed irrevocable credits, each catering to different trade needs. Settlement methods include acceptance, negotiation, or deferred payment, offering flexibility in international transactions. Documentary credits are essential tools in international trade, offering various levels of security and flexibility to both buyers and sellers. A revocable credit can be amended or cancelled without notice, providing flexibility to the buyer but posing risks to the seller. In contrast, an irrevocable credit ensures that changes require agreement from all parties, offering greater assurance to the seller. A confirmed irrevocable credit adds an extra layer of security by involving a local bank in the seller's country. Transferable credits allow the seller to pass on part or all of the credit to another party, while back-to-back credits use one credit as collateral for another. Revolving credits simplify repeated transactions, and red clause credits provide advance payments before shipment. Green clause credits extend this by covering storage and insurance costs. Each type serves specific needs, ensuring smoother international transactions. E-contracting has revolutionized the way businesses form agreements, and ICCE Terms 2004 play a pivotal role in this transformation. These terms are designed to enhance legal certainty by clearly establishing the intent to form binding electronic contracts. They are flexible, applicable to a wide range of contracts, and do not interfere with the substantive terms of the agreement. By streamlining procedures and reducing potential disputes, ICCE Terms 2004 save time and costs for businesses. Additionally, effective e-contracting requires clear, accessible, and user-friendly platforms, ensuring all parties can easily navigate and understand the terms. This combination of legal clarity and practical design makes e-contracting a powerful tool for modern commerce. The ICCE Terms 2004 are a vital tool for businesses engaging in electronic contracting. They enhance legal certainty by clarifying the intent of both parties to form a binding electronic agreement. With just two concise articles, these terms are easy to incorporate into any contract. Importantly, they do not interfere with the contract's subject matter or pre-agreed terms, focusing solely on the electronic means of agreement. Their broad applicability makes them suitable for contracts involving goods, rights, or services, and they can be used wherever contracts are drafted electronically. By adopting these terms, businesses can reduce disputes and streamline their electronic transactions. To construct an effective e-contract, start by understanding the ICCE Terms 2004, which provide a solid framework for electronic contracting. These terms help ensure legal certainty and reduce disputes by clarifying the intent to contract electronically. Next, define the specific terms, rights, and obligations for your transaction, tailoring them to your business needs. Design your website or platform to be user-friendly with clear navigation and easy access to important legal terms. Group related terms into logical categories to enhance clarity and understanding. Finally, streamline the contract process by creating an intuitive flow, starting with an entry page that outlines the structure and provides hyperlinks to specific sections. These steps ensure clarity, efficiency, and legal certainty in your e-contracting process. E-contracting requires a thoughtful approach to ensure users can easily understand and navigate the terms of their agreements. Start by making legal information easy to find, so users don't have to search through the entire contract repeatedly. Group related terms together in a logical structure, providing a clear overview of rights and responsibilities. The entry page or an early page should present the contract's overall structure with hyperlinks for quick access to specific sections. Additionally, the design of the website or e-service should be professional and visually appealing, serving both as a contracting tool and a marketing platform. By focusing on these principles, you can create an intuitive and effective electronic contracting experience. ICC arbitration is a globally recognized method for resolving international disputes, known for its high quality and trusted services. It is highly flexible, accommodating a variety of cases such as sales contracts, intellectual property issues, and even state finance projects. The process is consent-based, requiring agreement from all parties involved, which can be established before or after a dispute arises. Confidentiality and neutrality are key principles, with the ICC Secretariat ensuring that case details remain private. Additionally, ICC arbitration operates under rules that reflect international best practices, regularly updated to align with the evolving needs of global business. The International Court of Arbitration, established in 1923, operates under the International Chamber of Commerce and is headquartered in Paris. With over 100 members from around 90 countries, it represents a truly global institution. The court provides arbitration services for a wide range of disputes, from simple sales contracts to complex intellectual property and construction cases. Its commitment to confidentiality and neutrality ensures that sensitive information remains secure. Additionally, the ICC's arbitration rules are regularly updated and translated into multiple languages, making them accessible and relevant to businesses worldwide. This combination of global reach, flexibility, and adherence to best practices has made the court a trusted platform for resolving international disputes. Corporate responsibility, or CR, is a voluntary commitment by businesses to manage their activities responsibly, integrating values and principles into their operations. It plays a crucial role in fostering innovation, creating wealth, and balancing profitability with social and environmental responsibilities. Business principles act as a framework for behavior, often extending beyond legal obligations to include governance and sustainability. While external codes can serve as benchmarks, companies are encouraged to develop their own principles to suit their unique needs. The ICC supports a voluntary approach to CR, focusing on internal monitoring, stakeholder engagement, and setting realistic objectives to align business practices with societal expectations. Corporate responsibility, or CR, is a voluntary commitment by businesses to operate ethically and sustainably. It involves integrating social, environmental, and ethical considerations into business operations, going beyond mere legal compliance. The International Chamber of Commerce plays a pivotal role in promoting CR by providing frameworks and guidance for businesses to align with global standards. The ICC also encourages companies to develop tailored principles that reflect their unique circumstances, history, and culture. By adopting CR practices, businesses can build trust, enhance their reputation, and contribute to sustainable development, benefiting both society and the environment. Corporate responsibility is a cornerstone of modern business, enabling companies to create wealth while addressing societal and environmental needs. Many businesses are now formalizing their values and principles, going beyond legal requirements to establish ethical frameworks. A growing trend is the inclusion of environmental and social indicators in financial reports, showcasing a commitment to sustainability. For multinational enterprises, flexibility in business principles is crucial to address diverse global conditions. The ICC plays a pivotal role by providing guidelines like the Business Charter for Sustainable Development, ensuring that businesses operate with integrity and sustainability in mind. Corporate responsibility principles are most effective when they are tailored to a company's specific needs and circumstances. These principles should reflect the company's size, sector, and geographical location, as a one-size-fits-all approach is not practical. Business principles serve as a framework for behavior that goes beyond legal obligations, incorporating environmental, social, and governance factors. The ICC recommends that companies develop their own principles, ensuring they align with the ICC Business Charter for Sustainable Development and other guidelines. Flexibility is key, as principles must accommodate the diversity of firms, suppliers, and business partners. Additionally, these principles are often supported by internal guidelines on issues like environmental management, ethics, and occupational health, ensuring comprehensive corporate responsibility. External codes of conduct serve as useful benchmarks for companies, guiding them in ethical practices and corporate responsibility. However, the ICC expresses concerns about the growing imposition of such codes by intergovernmental bodies, particularly on companies operating internationally. Instead, the ICC supports voluntary adoption of codes that reflect a company's unique circumstances, such as its size, sector, and location. International business activities, as highlighted by the ICC, contribute significantly to globalization by creating jobs, transferring technology, and boosting local economies. Additionally, small and medium-sized enterprises play a vital role in improving social and economic conditions through employment and training. This approach ensures that companies can operate responsibly while addressing their specific context. When developing corporate responsibility principles, companies face several key considerations. First, they must decide whether to make their principles explicit and clearly define their scope and intent. This ensures transparency and builds trust. Second, legal implications cannot be ignored. Vague or unfulfilled promises can expose companies to liability. Third, these principles should be tailored to the company's unique history, culture, and operational context, making them practical and relevant. Additionally, companies can learn from the practices of other organizations and guidelines provided by business associations. Finally, external codes and declarations serve as valuable benchmarks, especially for small and medium-sized enterprises, helping them align with broader expectations while maintaining their unique identity. The voluntary approach to corporate responsibility, as advocated by the ICC, emphasizes the importance of companies taking the initiative to develop their own principles and practices. This approach allows businesses to align their strategies with their unique goals and societal expectations. Profitable companies are better equipped to contribute to societal improvements, such as job creation and economic growth. Additionally, businesses thrive in stable societies with legal certainty and strong human relations, which foster investment and customer loyalty. By integrating social, environmental, and economic considerations, companies can benefit not only themselves, but also the broader community. This flexibility and adaptability make the voluntary approach a cornerstone of responsible business conduct. To develop effective corporate responsibility codes, the ICC recommends 9 practical steps. First, companies need a strong commitment from senior management, ensuring that responsible business conduct is a priority. Next, they should define their purpose and values, which serve as the foundation for their principles. Engaging with key stakeholders, such as employees and customers, helps align the principles with societal expectations. Companies must then create tailored business principles. To develop effective corporate responsibility codes, the ICC recommends 9 practical steps. Companies must establish systems to implement their principles effectively. Benchmarking against external codes can provide valuable insights, while internal monitoring ensures policies remain relevant. Clear and accessible language is crucial for communication, and setting realistic objectives helps sustain long-term commitment. Together, these steps create a robust framework for responsible business practices. The World Chambers Federation, or WCF, is a vital global forum that unites more than 12,000 chambers of commerce from around the world. It plays a key role in fostering collaboration and the exchange of best practices among these chambers. By supporting local businesses and developing global products and services, the WCF helps drive economic growth and innovation. As a non-political and inclusive organization, it welcomes a diverse range of members, including local, regional, and transnational chambers. Established in 1951 by the ICC, the WCF has evolved significantly, reflecting its expanding influence and responsibilities. Initiatives like the World Chambers Congress further highlight its commitment to innovation and global collaboration. Chambers of commerce and industry are vital organizations that support businesses across various sectors. They are inclusive, accepting members without sectorial restrictions, and maintain neutrality by avoiding political activities. These chambers advocate for the business community, promoting favorable legislation and policies. They also act as local business support agencies, offering resources and guidance to help businesses succeed. Additionally, they manage the Atacane system, enabling duty-free and tax-free temporary imports, and enhance their capacity to issue certificates of origin for trade compliance. Through the World Chambers Network, they provide global directories, business promotion services, and accreditation programs. Lastly, they focus on professional development, ensuring that chambers worldwide are equipped to meet the needs of their members. The World Chambers Congress is a unique global platform that brings together chamber leaders and professionals from across the world. It provides an opportunity to share best practices, exchange insights, and discuss innovative ideas. The Congress also hosts the World Chambers Competition, which recognizes groundbreaking projects by chambers of commerce. Key global challenges, such as sustainability and digital growth, are addressed, offering solutions for the business community. Participants benefit from knowledge exchange and networking with representatives from over 100 countries, strengthening international relations and fostering collaboration. The ICC Business World Trade Agenda, launched in 2012 in collaboration with the Qatar Chamber, is a pivotal initiative aimed at reshaping global trade policies. Its primary objectives include defining trade negotiation priorities, assisting governments in setting modern trade agendas, and addressing economic challenges. The initiative actively involves businesses gathering their recommendations to advance trade negotiations and counter protectionism. Through global consultations with CEOs and senior executives, it ensures that the business community's voice is heard. A landmark achievement of this agenda was the adoption of the Agreement on Trade Facilitation in 2013, marking a significant step forward in global trade facilitation. In this lesson, we explored the pivotal role of the International Chamber of Commerce ICC in global trade and business. We delved into ICC's contributions, including model contracts, dispute resolution services, and trade tools like Incoterms 2022. The lesson also highlighted the importance of e-contracting in enhancing legal certainty and the ICC's approach to corporate responsibility. Additionally, we examined the World Chambers Federation and its impact on global trade policies. Here's a recap of the key takeaways from this chapter.